I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The execution-style slayings of humanitarian aid workers in Sri Lanka makes it appear as if a ceasefire there is dead. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says the Tamil Tigers spurred hope the fighting would end, but hostilities may have reawakened. Penner says the effect on outreach could be long-lasting.
We were looking at doing a camp ministry with pastors' families up in the northern part of Sri Lanka here in the later part of the year. And we're just not sure if we're going to be able to do it now. It's just not safe for families to be able to travel. They just don't know what's going to be happening.
Next, Open Doors reports the last church standing outside Bandung, Indonesia, is facing mounting pressure to close. The Batu Zaman Baptist Church in West Java is the last one to survive a series of church closures sparked by a new religious law. So far, the revised law has been ineffective in lessening interfaith disharmony. Pray that the pastor would be able to get a permit and that evangelistic work can continue. And as the world watches the Middle East conflict, Indonesia's earthquake disaster in May has been lost. The quake killed nearly 6,000 and destroyed 150,000 homes, nearly the destruction of the 2004 tsunami. But World Hope International's Keith Norris says they're not ignoring the problem. They're helping rebuild with earthquake-resistant homes. Norris says it's not only about building homes, though.
It's a great opportunity for Christians, really, to demonstrate the love of Christ in a very real way to people who are really hurting. I think of every suffering person is an opportunity to witness the transforming power of Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD First Fruits, classical guitar music that will take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.